This week, OpenAI built an artificial intelligence with exactly one job: to break OpenAI's other models. It fired 6 times more successful attacks than the human experts it replaced, and the only people allowed to grade it work at OpenAI. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of July 17th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, here's the thread. After 2 weeks of model launches, GPT 5.6, Grok 4.5, Inkling, this was a quieter week for headlines but a louder week for the question underneath them. Capability isn't the scarce thing anymore. What moved this week was everything around it. Power. Trust. Oversight. Consent. The industry automated intelligence, and now it's colliding with the things it can't automate.
That's the show. Let's get into it. Story of the week. Aaron, on Wednesday, OpenAI published GPT-Red. Walk us through what it actually is.
So for years, there's been an asymmetry in AI safety. Capability scales with compute, you can buy a smarter model. But red teaming, the work of trying to break a system, scaled with headcount, because you couldn't buy more humans willing to sit and dream up devious attacks. GPT-Red is OpenAI's answer. It's a frontier-scale model trained at the compute of their largest post-training runs, spent entirely on making their other models harder to trick.
And the attack it hunts is prompt injection, which we covered last week with the GitHub leak.
Right. Prompt injection is when an assistant reads a web page, an email, a code repo, and an attacker has hidden instructions in that text. The model can't reliably tell your instructions from the pages, so sometimes it just follows the attackers. GPT-Red trains through self-play. It fires attacks at a pool of defender models while those defenders learn to resist, so each side drags the other upward. And the numbers are stark. On an internal mirror of a public injection arena, GPT-Red succeeded on 84% of scenarios where human red teamers managed 13%, roughly 6 times better than the people who held the job.
And it found an attack the humans missed.
They call it fake chain of thought. It forges the model's own reasoning steps. The model thinks it's reading its own thinking. On the older GPT 5.1, it worked over 95% of the time. Hardened against it, the current model, Sol, now fails on just 0.05% of GPT-Red's direct injections. The Vivid demo, though, wasn't a benchmark. GPT-Red rehearsed against a copy of a real autonomous agent running a vending machine business, then transferred the winning attack to production, forged an approval message to sell a $79 tungsten cube for 50 cents, and canceled another customer's order.
So this is genuinely good news. Defense can scale like offense now.
It's the strongest evidence yet that injection defense can be pushed down fast, and I want to give it that credit. But Bennett, look at who's holding the scoreboard. GPT-Red is internal only. Nobody outside OpenAI can run it against OpenAI's models or anyone else's. That 0.05% is measured against the one attacker its models were explicitly hardened to resist. Of course, they do well against the sparring partner they trained with. Every number comes from the company being graded, and the preprint isn't even out yet.
So a real advance, wrapped in an unavoidable conflict of interest.
Exactly. OpenAI itself notes several injection benchmarks are already saturated above 97%, which isn't a victory. It's a sign the tests keep needing replacement. And here's why this is the story of the week and not just a nice security result. It's the exact gap Demis Hassabis spent this week arguing needs an outside referee. Can a lab grade its own homework? Hold that question, we come back to it.
The week in AI. And our first theme is the cleanest thread of the week. The chips are selling out, but the buildings are getting blocked. Start with TSMC.
TSMC is the company that physically etches the chips for NVIDIA and Apple. Q2 net profit up 77% year-on-year to a record, revenue up 36%, gross margin 67.7%. And the AI chip category high-performance computing was 66% of revenue. First revenue from their 2-nanometer process, full-year guidance lifted to 30% plus growth, and another $100 billion Arizona investment. Someone has to make the silicon before any lab can serve a model, so TSMC's order book is the closest thing we have to an honest demand gauge. It's flashing green.
For 2 years, the AI story was CapEx, money going out.
This is the quarter it starts coming back. For the one company that collects regardless of which lab wins, the value is visibly concentrating at the physical layer while the model layer commoditizes. But here's the collision. The same week TSMC proves demand is unlimited, New York proved permission isn't.
Governor Hochul's executive order.
She signed Executive Order 62 on Tuesday, the first state to freeze large data centers. It pauses permits for any new center drawing 50 megawatts or more for up to a year while the state runs an environmental review. Freezes more than a dozen projects. Her framing was pointed. These hyperscale centers consume enormous power, and she refuses to let the costs get passed to New Yorkers. Quote, these data centers can only be built, should only be built in places that want them. And the politics are with her. Pew finds only 10% of Americans are more excited than concerned about AI in daily life.
So compute scales with money, permission scales with politics.
And politics is slow. This is the first hard physical break on the build-out. Pair it with one more number. OpenAI's Codex and ChatGPT work jumped from 6 million to 8 million active users in 2 days after Sol shipped. Altman warned there could be hiccups, that the servers might buckle. So the corrective to AI is limited by cleverness. OpenAI's constraint is chips, power, and queuing. The exact same wall New York just poured concrete into. Three stories, one point. The bottleneck in 2026 isn't ideas. It's electricity and the people who live next to the substation.
Next, the open weights frontier just got a serious American entry. Mira Murati's Thinking Machines shipped its first model.
They've been the year's most watched startup, and until now they'd shipped only manifestos. On Tuesday, they released Inkling and gave the weights away under Apache 2.0. It's a 975 billion parameter mixture of experts, but only 41 billion active per token, so it runs far cheaper than 975 billion sounds. Natively multimodal, million token context, trained from scratch on 45 trillion tokens.
And they were honest that it's not the strongest model out there.
That's the part one respect. The pitch isn't we beat OpenAI. It's that this is the best open base for customization. Fine-tune it on their Tinker platform. And independent confirmation matters here. Artificial analysis scored at 41 on their intelligence index, the top US open weights release, ahead of NVIDIA's Nemotron. It beats Chinese open models like Kimi and DeepSeek on some agentic benchmarks while using far fewer output tokens per task.
Why does the strategic story matter more than the score?
Because the open weights frontier has been dominated by Chinese labs, DeepSeek, Qwen, GLM. A lot of Western developers backed them only because there was no serious open Western alternative. On Hacker News this week, the top reaction was literally, America needs its own DeepSeek. A well-funded US lab shipping a genuinely large Apache-licensed model changes that calculus. And it reframes what a frontier lab is for. Murati is betting on being the customizable base layer, not racing on closed benchmarks. One honesty note, largest open weights is technically true. But the active parameter math means it's cheaper to run than the headline number implies.
Which brings us back to the referee question. Hassabis wants a governor on his own industry.
In an essay this week, DeepMind's CEO proposed a frontier AI standards body modeled on FINRA, the industry-funded, independently run group that polices Wall Street brokers. Labs would start by voluntarily sharing models for review up to 30 days before release, turning mandatory for U.S. deployment once it proves itself. The body tests models, sets release practices, handles vulnerabilities, staffed by technical experts, funded by the labs. He calls AGI probably a few short years away, and delivered the week's best line, we've essentially found a way to make sand think.
And the response was immediate.
White House AI advisor Sriram Krishnan, who's also an A16Z partner, shot back, there will not be an FDA for AI. And notice the structural irony, lightly. The head of a lab that would be regulated is asking for the regulator. The FINRA design, self-regulatory, industry-funded, is arguably engineered to dodge exactly Krishnan's no FDA objection. My sharper read. A US-led regime mostly binds US labs while China keeps sprinting. So setting a good standard may not touch the actual competitor. But pair it with GPT-RED and the whole week is one debate. Can labs grade their own homework? Hassabis just said no. The White House said, "We're not building anyone to grade it either."
Our last cluster, the post-smartphone hardware war, just went to court. Apple sued OpenAI.
Filed July 10th. Apple alleges systematic trade secret theft at every level of OpenAI's young hardware group. The complaint centers on Tang Tan, 24 years at Apple running iPhone and watch product design, now OpenAI's chief hardware officer. Apple accuses him of using confidential code names in recruiting, telling candidates still at Apple to bring actual parts to interviews for show and tell, and instructing recruits not to tell Apple they'd taken OpenAI jobs so they could stay embedded. A second defendant allegedly downloaded dozens of confidential files. Apple says 400-plus former employees now work at OpenAI, and it wants a jury trial plus an order forcing OpenAI to redesign its devices to contain none of Apple's technology.
And OpenAI's response:
"We have no interest in other companies' trade secrets, and they're not aware of any evidence the complaint has merit. But Bennett, the timing is brutal. This lands as OpenAI heads toward a possible IPO and builds its first device on that $6.5 billion I.O. acquisition. A discovery-heavy trade secrets trial is the last thing a listing prospectus wants, and Apple is seeking an injunction that could stall the entire hardware roadmap. The next platform war gets fought with lawyers as much as engineers."
And we now know what that device reportedly is.
Gurman reports it's a screenless smart speaker, a home AI companion, with a camera and sensors, a rechargeable battery so it travels room to room, and mechanical parts that move on their own to feel alive. It runs on GPT-Live, the listen and talk at once voice model, and reportedly draws on material as intimate as your email. Sonos fell more than 10% on the report.
A camera that reads your inbox and moves on its own.
That's the privacy inversion. A proactive device that's always present is a remarkable assistant and a remarkable collection surface, and OpenAI hasn't said how much of what it sees and hears leaves the house. So two obstacles stand between OpenAI and your kitchen counter: a courtroom, and your own comfort with a camera in the room. Quick footnote, the one piece of OpenAI hardware actually on sale is a $230 macro pad with keys that glow with the status of your Codex agents. Sold out in a day. On a deliberately limited run, sold out is a marketing outcome, but the signal is real. People running six parallel agents want an ambient dashboard to see what they're all doing.
Two quick standalones before we zoom out. Anthropic's ad.
Anthropic ran a spot called "There's Hope in Hard Questions." Burning house, surveillance, mining laborers, and rows of a military cemetery. While voices ask, "Can AI be trusted? Who's going to hit the brakes if we need to?" The internet recoiled. The apparent Arlington shot drew the sharpest reaction. And Sam Altman, CEO of the rival Anthropic, exists to compete with, pounced, "I thought this was satire. Kept looking for the handle to be spelled Zwei. The awkward part? Anthropic has made this exact argument in white papers for years without objection. Put it over a graveyard and set it to music and the same point reads as emotional blackmail. It's a lesson about advertising, not AI. The most safety-focused lab may have argued about existential risk so long it lost the ear for how that framing lands.
And Google renamed Notebook LM.
It's now Gemini Notebook, same product, folded tighter into the Gemini brand. But there's a real upgrade underneath. A secure cloud computer that runs Python against your documents to produce Excel files, PDF reports with charts, actual data analysis. Google says 30 million people use it. The dig, while other labs ship models, Google's renaming products. Our sister show AI in 15 has been tracking that rename churn all quarter. The code execution part is the genuinely useful bit.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread.
Capability stopped being the hard part. Every big story this week is a limit on something other than intelligence. Power and permission. TSMC can't make chips fast enough while New York won't let the buildings go up. Trust and verification. OpenAI can scale attacks on its own model sixfold, but only OpenAI can run the test, which is the precise gap Hassabis wants filled and the White House just refused to build. And consent, a speaker with a camera, a graveyard ad, memory features hoarding advertiser-grade data. The friction is increasingly about what people will let AI do, not what it can do.
And the counterweight?
That the loudest numbers are the least checkable. GPT-Red's headline stats come from the company it grades. Inkling's largest open model is smaller to run than it sounds. Hasabi's referee doesn't exist yet, and the one government that could build it just said no. The intentions are vivid. The independent proof is thin, same as every week.
What to watch next week?
Two model releases were rumored for today. Gemini 3.5 Pro, reportedly rebuilt from scratch with a 2 million token context, though Google's published no model card, so treat it as unconfirmed. And DeepSeek V4 graduating from preview to stable, timing not confirmed. If either actually ships, next Friday has its lead. And watch whether any other frontier lab publicly backs or rejects Hasabi's standards body. That's the tell for whether this governance moment is real or a solo op.
That's your AI and 20 for this week. See you next Friday.